You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the Mission Matters Business Podcast, your source for all things business. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres. Keep up with my book releases, book schedule, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to apply. All right, so today I have Anna Ladany on the line, and she's Director of Strategic Relations over at Kforce. Anna, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Adam. Thanks for having me.
So I'm excited about today's topic. So women leadership and staffing, I mean, pretty hot topic. But before we get into that, I do want to talk a little bit more about what you're doing over at Kforce. So tell us a little bit more about the company, please.
Perfect. So, well, Kforce itself, it's a publicly traded staffing agency. You know, they go beyond, you know, the 2000s when they went into the public trading itself as an organization. But initially it was formed around finance, accounting, technology, and an area within the government space that we cover from the staffing perspective, but more so currently focused around, again, technology and then finance and accounting areas of operations. So we do contract to hire, and direct hire placements. And I personally land myself with the firm over 10 years ago, or just actually approached 10 years ago last week, and specifically within Chicago.
Congrats, by the way, that's an accomplishment. Congrats. Don't just glance over that one. Congratulations.
Right. Thank you so much, Adam. I appreciate it. Yes, but when I started here in Chicagoland area, I was within finance and accounting, specifically on the recruiting side, and I led the recruiting team for Chicagoland area within Kforce, as well as got a chance to be promoted and then ran the entire practice where I had recruiters and sales folks reporting into me out in South Florida region for me within the firm. Now, I am back in Chicago, as you just mentioned. My role is the director-level position for strategic accounts and strategic relationships that we have. Without naming the client, there is the one that I'm overseeing here in Chicago specifically and Columbus, Ohio. So my role does involve some travel. And within the financial services industry, I'll mention just that I cover all the contract and contract to hire spend for this strategic client that we have within Kforce.
That's awesome. And I'm glad you gave an in-depth background of you know, your tenure in the field. And because I think that makes you pretty qualified to get into today's topic, and I want to hear your opinion. So women leadership and staffing, you've been in the, you know, just crossed your decade mark in staffing. Where do you want to start with this one?
So, I mean, on one thing I wanted to say, I guess, that if you take a look at the landscape, I think that women in leadership, and I'm, you know, I don't have my stats overall, but I'll talk about the staffing industry. It is a known fact that it, as of right now, it's still to a certain point more of a male-dominated platform. You know, good, bad, and different. I mean, if you take a look, obviously, the staffing industry, it is a very out there, sales-driven type of environment. So you would see maybe more being lucrative where, you know, male population could seen to go after those roles more frequently than, you know, us ladies, if you will. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But, you know, what I do want to, you know, talk about here is to, you know, address the audience through your help, that to not be afraid of those opportunities, to go after, put yourself maybe in an uncomfort zone, if you will, and to not be afraid to take on roles. Because in my real experience, what I have gone through is opportunities actually did come my way, and I'm really thankful for them. But there were moments that I've questioned, is it the right timing with everything mm-hmm. else that I was maybe had to do, you know, on the personal level. And I am really appreciative of a very strong leader woman that we have at K4. She's currently a COO of our organization, Kai Mitchell, who, we've talked through, and she gave me always, this information that always kind of stuck with me every time I was looking at the opportunity internally to be promoted, that never second guess at, the timing of things, always go for it. The rest of it will kind of will fall into places, from the personal perspective, if you will. So my message is out there to go for things, we have so many examples of, women taking leadership roles, CEOs even of an organization, and let's put it out there being like, 7 months pregnant or whatever the case is. I say that do those things. Don't be afraid. Everybody has different capacity within themselves and, both physically, mentally, and everything in between. And it's important to not, kind of step back and saying, well, let me kind of take care of certain things before I jump into this. Go for it. The rest of it will come together.
Let's talk a little bit more about, what you found so personally enriching and rewarding from working in the industry. Because there may be some, some college kids right now that are graduating, just listening, and maybe they haven't even thought of it as a potential career path. I think sometimes that is also what holds people back, is they don't even know it's an option.
Absolutely. And Adam, to be honest with you, I think that if you talk to anybody, or majority, if you will, of people that ultimately landed themselves within the recruiting industry, all of them will say that nobody woke up one day and said that I want to be a recruiter.
Well, also, I tell people that all the time, though, but that's very common. And I'm always like, I couldn't have even went to college and said I wanted to be a podcaster, because they didn't have podcasts around when I was in college. So there you go. We end up where we end up. But I'm sorry, go ahead. I just had to throw that out there.
No, for sure. I mean, exactly. And most of us, again, it's a big population, it's going to be a very similar story. Mine will fall into this category that I was looking for a job, and I came to the recruiting agency within accounting and finance actually at the time, and was approached internally, something they've seen maybe during the interaction with me, that I'm, outgoing person, maybe have some client-facing experiences and things of that nature, that, gave them the sign, why not talk about some internal opportunities. And actually, it's a pretty common path for folks, again, that find themselves into staffing industry and then ultimately, further become even more successful in it. So with that being said, I want to put out there to folks that who are, sales oriented or looking for that, quote unquote marketing experience. And again, not, marketing is a pretty big concept, but I'm, again, talking more on the front end and talking to the clients and enjoying having the conversations and meetings and things of that nature. Because if we talk about the rewarding piece of the recruiting, the interesting part of this industry is you have a people aspect on both sides. And what I mean by that is you work with the candidates, right? The folks who are being considered for the role, and obviously, whether we recognize that on a minute-by-minute basis, but we do impact people's lives and their capabilities to grow professionally, provide for their families, and, continue the growth within their career. Also, on the second front, you have the client, who's also that, again, it's a human piece, and you have a person who, has a particular, let's say, first of all, position within the organization. They also have a project in line, and they have, if you will, a problem to solve, right? So we need to kind of match those two together. And again, it could be just a one position type of situation. It could be a project of some sort where it requires a number of, group of people to come in to assist. It could be just the project itself. It could be something on a long term, right? We have a need and we just want to hire a person as a permanent search situation taking place. So a variety of scenarios. And then the other part of this is really crucial, and I find that successful people in this industry at least think about those things, is it's not only about here's the requisition, the position, and let's find the right person, but also understanding the why behind this, understanding what's driving the need and what's the big picture, where you kind of become a little bit bigger than yourself and what the situation is at hand, And at the end of this, Adam, not only, again, you get to impact all these lives that I just mentioned, but you get to be a part of, and I've been lucky, and again, long enough in the industry to point out at something. Let's just kind of give an example of ATM machines and saying, oh, I was a part of this thing to be more efficient, you know? So, and, you know, within the healthcare industries, it saves lives. I mean, we've had some projects, you know, the touch base there, and so on and so forth. So it's really, really rewarding piece from these three directions.
That's awesome. So, Anna, if somebody's listening to this, and they want to learn more about K-Force or what's going on over there or to connect, I mean, what's the best way for them to do that?
Sure. So first of all, obviously, kforce.com, that's our website. There are positions that is we're currently, and maybe a good way to say this, obviously, there are a lot of people losing jobs right now, and there are certain area of professionals that getting impacted by the current state of affairs. But there's also hiring going on. So I would definitely not only taking a look at who we are, but more so in the hiring spaces that take in place to use that as a resource. We are on Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn. So I would refer to, and you just kind of pull it up by K-Force name and then find us that way. And my name, Anna Ladany, you're more than welcome to link me up through LinkedIn resource. Find me there and I can guide you any way possible.
Fantastic. Well, Anna, it's been great having you on the show today. I appreciate you coming on and sharing more about your experience and also talking a little bit more about women leadership and staffing. So great stuff there. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. Leave me a review on the Apple iTunes Store. If you're watching this on our YouTube channel, Mission Matters Business, definitely give us a subscribe there, but also leave us some comments on the video. I'd love to know what kind of things you're working on and what kind of business you have going on. And Anna, thanks again for coming on the show.